Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Gym class for a Tuesday here on KGYM at 2 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Coming up on the show, we will we'll say goodbye to an old friend across the nation. We'll also talk about expansion in the world of college football. Talk some Major League Baseball with Joe Sheehan and a whole lot more. It's Gym Class coming your way for a Tuesday on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side, we welcome you in to the Gym Class on the final day of April 2019. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Overcast and downright chilly day across eastern Iowa today. Thank you for listening to us on 1600 AM, the main gym. North Gym at 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. In Iowa City, KGYMradio.com as well, the KGYM Radio app. Many, many different ways to tune in to the program here today. We got a good one for you. Joe Sheehan will join us coming up here in just a little bit to talk some Major League Baseball as we, like I said, turn the calendar from April to May. And that first month in the books, a little bit more than a month, though, with the season starting on that final week of the month of March. We'll talk about that. A big honor for a University of Iowa athlete. We'll let you know of that. They had the draw for the Kentucky Derby today and a whole lot more. And as you're a former boss and predecessor, or predecessor, as some people would say, and we've quoted him so many times, the late, great Gus Schrader would say, "It's all hash today, Mark. How you doing?"
Good. Those are some of my favorite columns, where he touched on a lot of topics in one column, and I've done them myself. And it doesn't mean that you were, you know, didn't have any particular subject to talk about, but yeah, several different topics.
A little bit of a lot of stuff today. We're going to do that. Like I said, we'll talk to Joe Sheehan coming up here in just a little bit and talk some Major League Baseball with him, and that will be coming up in just a little bit. Couple news and notes to get to prior to that. First of all, congratulations to University of Iowa athletes as Alex Shockey was named the Big Ten Men's Golfer of the Year today by the Big Ten Conference. Congratulations to him. Pretty prestigious honor. Only the third Hawkeye to ever be named the Big Ten's Most Valuable Player. So, nice job by Mr. Shockey today.
Yeah, didn't have a great Big Ten tournament, but he is Iowa waiting news whether it will make the regionals, and I think the Hawkeyes will.
But should. They're 38th should. In the final rankings.
Yeah.
Iowa State's 31st.
Shockey's had a very good year, and yeah, it's a great honor because the Big Ten has a lot of great golfers. Illinois is has had a stranglehold in the conference for a while, and there have been others as well, but great recognition for the Hawks.
It is. And Iowa, like you said, they're going to find out tomorrow night, along with Iowa State, exactly where their regional assignment will be. And looking forward to that. Like I said, Iowa State is rated 31st in the latest rankings. Iowa is 38th. Neither one had a very good championship, though.
No.
Iowa State finished 8th in the Big 12. And Iowa was 11th, I want to say,
correct,
in the Big Ten over in Philadelphia. So, yeah, but they're going to go on. It's just one tournament. In golf, you move on. We've known that. We learned that.
Yes, we do.
We are presented by Third Base Brewery here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Third Base, locally owned and operated, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by and tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you, as they are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. We're going to talk baseball coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk a little bit of college football as well coming up after we talk with Joe, because expansion is out there again. Not talking about conference expansion or anything like that.
Expansion of beer gardens?
That's only in Indiana.
Okay.
That's another thing that was revealed today. In case you missed it, Indiana University. Do not call them the University of Indiana. Indiana University, IU, announced today they are going to have beer and wine sales at football games coming up next year. But that is not it. That is not the expansion. The expansion is, Mark, and we'll get people's thoughts about this, as I mentioned, after we talk to Joe, but 43 is your number this year of college football bowl games that will be taking place with the addition of three new ones. That's what you asked Santa for over Christmas, wasn't it?
Tell me about them, Scott.
Three more bowl games. Two of them, one in Los Angeles, another one in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, I can dig Myrtle Beach in December. That's fine. Don't think it's going to be a Big Ten tie-in or anything like that. L.A. could be. You never know how that plays out, especially if they play it at the brand-new stadium that is going up in Los Angeles. That'll be the home of the Chargers and the Rams coming up. The third is going to be at historic Fenway Park in Boston.
Stop it.
No. Fenway Park. It will pit the ACC versus the AAC. The American Athletic Conference versus the Atlantic Coast Conference, and it will be played in December in Fenway Park.
Two things. Would you quit adding bowl games, and would you quit putting them in baseball stadiums?
In cold weather climates in December.
Those who went to Yankee Stadium for the Pinstripe Bowl, Todd Brommelkamp, our friend, can attest to that. Brutal. Terrible. Open press box. It wasn't like Todd and the other guys were on the 50-yard line. Fenway Park, really? Wrigley Field's been talked about. There's been football games there. Quit it. No football games in baseball stadiums, even though the history of football traces back to games in many baseball stadiums.
Very true.
What happened here? When there was a semi-pro, whatever that is, semi-pro team here in town, the Rapid Raiders, whatever, played at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Not this one, but the old one.
Also played at Kingston.
Didn't like it there either.
We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. As plenty of things to discuss before we get to Joe Sheehan. Talked about college football. They had the draw for the Kentucky Derby today. And by the way, we're going to talk to our friend Barry Abrams on Friday, the In the Gate podcast from ESPN. We will have coverage of the Kentucky Derby coming your way on Saturday, the Run for the Roses, the 145th, I want to say.
They've had a few of them.
And that will be on Saturday, 4 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. As Omaha Beach is your early line favorite for the race, but it's a very good field this year.
There's 16, 18 horses.
Yep.
Right now.
And Omaha Beach, I believe, is going out of the 12 hole. So we'll see how that plays out. Baffert's got two that are right up there as far as early betting line is concerned. And I think it's going to be a fun derby. And we'll find out more about that with Barry Abrams coming up. And as I mentioned, we'll have coverage of it right here on KGYM. Before we leave football, a sad news and note today. Gino Marchetti passing away at the age of 93. One of the last remaining players of what a lot of people consider the greatest NFL game ever played.
Colts, right?
Colts.
Yeah.
Colts Giants, 1958, the game of the century at Yankee Stadium. At old Yankee Stadium. Back Yankee Stadium, not even last Yankee Stadium, two back in that vicinity. But yeah, he played a major part in that because he, just reading about him today, he tackled Frank Gifford of the Giants to prevent him from a breakaway touchdown, which would have won the game for the New York Giants. In the process of the tackle, one of the linemen, and it's a very famous guy in the, I'm sorry, but the name, I forgot it momentarily.
Probably had a crew cut.
Probably did. and fell on him and broke his leg. So he said, being an Army veteran, I've been hurt worse. I did not want to leave the sideline. I was there cheering on my teammates as the Colts scored the winning touchdown in the NFL championship game against the New York Football Giants. And unfortunately, Gino Marchetti passing away today at the age of 93. So a little bit of football trivia for you out there today. We also say goodbye to, I don't know if it's a staple, but we say goodbye today to ESPN, the magazine. As ESPN announced today that with the September issue, ESPN, the magazine will be no more.
Print version or?
Print version.
Okay.
Print version of ESPN, the magazine. Maybe it's online, who knows. But the print version will not happen. First thing I said to Todd and Alex, thank goodness, no more body issues.
What was the last a subscription you had? Or do you still have one?
I still have some. I'm not done yet, though.
Okay.
But they said, no, Scott. The last issue will be a body issue.
No, of course.
So, you know, you wanted to see some more 78-year-old former golfers, you know, bearing nearly all.
Gary Player.
Yeah. I still have nightmares about that. Although the man's in very good shape for the age of, 80-something or whatever he is out there. Subscriptions?
Yeah. Do you subscribe to anything now?
Yes, Golf Digest.
Oh.
Still take Golf Digest. Oh, by the way, we talked about this. Had a tremendous tribute piece to Dan Jenkins this month. Of course, Dan was a writer for Golf Digest.
As it should.
Mm-hmm. And it is just absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant article. Please go read it if you can.
Let's see. I don't have any subscriptions right now, although I do get ARP for free.
Raise your hand.
Not a bad magazine, really.
No, it's not. Don't judge. Don't judge us.
Used to love Reader's Digest.
Actually, my folks still get Reader's Digest.
Earned a couple bucks by submitting a couple things at one time, but the Sporting News print version I subscribed to. I always loved it. Wrote for it a few times.
The Sporting News?
Yes.
I had that up until the very end, and that was a very sad day. It was a great weekly publication, the Sporting News, concentrating on baseball, but they touched on every sport.
Before the internet, the fantasy folks would get Sporting News because it would carry all the box scores.
Absolutely.
But Sports Illustrated I had.
I never got Sports Illustrated. I got the Sporting News. I had to choose between one or the other.
Okay.
And I chose the weekly.
I think I had Golf Magazine at one time. Not Golf Digest, Golf Magazine.
Right.
But those days, I mean, it's all on the internet. And I still subscribe to the newspaper, for crying out loud.
So do I.
And we're dinosaurs, I think. Unfortunately, I like to have it in my hands.
I do too. I want to see it. I want to see it and read it in the morning. Maybe that'll be our question and a topic we'll come up with for the end of the show, along with talking more about the bowl games.
I didn't hear Playboy come up.
No. Not going to happen. All right, 3:16. We'll take a break, come back. We'll talk more about the three new bowl games. Maybe we'll talk about your subscription to whatever magazine that you have out there. It's not going to be ESPN, the magazine, after September for sure. But we're going to take a break, talk with Joe Sheehan from the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter and talk a little MLB, and we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more, in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Kevin Durant dropped 35 and the Warriors win Game 1 against the Rockets. Will Houston bounce back in Game 2?
Tonight at 9 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you on the gym class at 318 here on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Tuesday. And we're getting some texts about magazine subscriptions. We'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. We'll also talk about the 3 new bowl games because, you know, everybody wanted some new bowl games. And we'll kick that around coming up in just a little bit. But Tuesdays, we talk Major League Baseball. Happy to have Joe Sheehan with us from the Joe Sheehan Baseball MLB newsletter, joining us here on the final day of April. And Joe, I think it's not the start anymore, technically. We're 4-plus weeks into this thing, so we're seeing a few trends now come out as far as Major League Baseball as we turn the calendar, right?
Yeah, certainly at the league level, we're seeing kind of an acceleration of trends in recent seasons where, yeah, everything's about strikeouts and home runs. If you look at pretty much everything having to do with strikeout rates, 3-2 outcome rates, runs on home runs, everything has an all-time high. And the reason that's interesting is because usually in April, it's harder to hit for power. We don't see these numbers spike in April. So the question is, if it's like this in April, what's it going to be like when the weather warms up?
Yeah, speaking of that, Joe, my Minnesota Twins, despite a terrific outing last night by Jake Odorizzi, 17 wins, but 6 of them against the Baltimore Orioles, who have given up an unprecedented number of home runs. I mean, I think it's like 69 with a game left in April.
Yeah, they've broken far and away the record for home runs allowed in April, and it looks like they're going to break the record for home runs allowed in the full season. I think you got to deflate the Twins' offensive numbers a little bit for all those games against the Orioles. Mike Petriello, who does some great work for MLB.com, working with their StatCraft group, had broke down their splits against the Orioles against everybody else, and they're hitting like Babe Ruth's big brother against the Orioles. They still have pretty good numbers against everybody else, though, and you know, I think that we've seen some encouraging signs this year. You know, A. Rosario has continued his breakout. Max Kepler, who they gave that long-term contract to, has taken a step forward. I'm really happy to see Jorge Polanco, who missed half a year last year with the suspension. He's really taken a step forward to being a star. So I think it is a good offense. The bullpen has had some couple blow-offs, but it's generally been pretty good. And, you know, you mentioned Odorizzi last night. For somebody who's throwing basically the lowest ground ball rate in the game, he's been pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. Joe, this is kind of maybe the term is not right. I don't want to say golden age, but I'm going to use it because you've got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. making his debut. You got Tatis up.
At Mike Trout tonight.
Yeah, very good. And then you've got, although he's hurt right now, Eloy Jimenez for the White Sox. There can't be a whole lot more great prospects that are making their debuts this month in Major League Baseball. And is baseball doing enough to showcase these guys, in your opinion?
I think they're doing the best they can. You know, MLB Network called up that Blue Jays A's game on Friday so they could show Guerrero. Obviously, you know, Sunday Night Baseball tends to promote the larger teams, and that's been borne out. But if you look at the ratings they get when they run Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, those games do tend to dwarf everybody else. I think we'd like to see a broader cross-section of teams in that slot, since it's baseball's main national opportunity. But at least for now, you're just going to have to, you know, do the best you can promoting these players. Certainly the network does that. Certainly, you know, guys like me who love the game, you know, write about these guys a lot. You know, Tatis, incredible speed. He actually just got put on the DL today, unfortunately, with a hamstring pull. But he's been a great story in the early going. Vlad is just going to hit. I mean, he's got his dad's plate coverage with a more modern plate discipline. He's not the athlete his dad was, but, I mean, the bat's just going to play like crazy. And even now, you know, you think about below the minor leagues, the Tigers' top prospect, Casey Mize, was the number one pick last year. He threw a no-hitter last night. So even with all his talent in the major leagues, there's still more coming through. And you know, that, to me, is where the emphasis is going to have to be. You talk about the marketing of it. You've got to just emphasize that the guys playing now are the greatest players we've ever seen.
And add to one more to that, in town here tonight in Cedar Rapids, Wander Franco playing for Bowling Green. Not great weather tonight, but I hope everybody gets out in the next couple of days and sees him, because he's going to be a terrific baseball player, I think.
With all the graduations from the prospect list to the major leagues, Franco might be the best prospect left in the minor leagues. 19-year-old out of the Rays system, probably eventually a third baseman. He's still a shortstop now. Just tremendous, tremendous offensive ability. So, yeah, I can't speak. I don't really care myself for watching baseball games in cold, wet weather, but if people get a chance to get out there and watch them during this series, they should.
You know, if there's a badge of honor to be given out for April, Joe, in Major League Baseball, I think I'd have to give it to the Yankees. 17-11 with a much depleted lineup. What do you think?
It's amazing. You know, you look at some of the lineups they ran out in Anaheim over the weekend, and they look like split squad lineups from March in Fort Lauderdale, or the Tampa, I guess they are now. It's basically two, three legit minor leaguers, major leaguers, and then a whole bunch of guys you wouldn't expect to see. And you know, they managed to take 3 out of 4 in Anaheim. The 17-11, like you mentioned, they're just two games behind the Rays, and they're doing it with this, really, this patchwork, not just an offense, but, I mean, they were down Severino and Betances so far this year. See, Sabathia missed some time. You really got to give Aaron Boone a lot of credit here. I'm not a big fan of Boone, you know, seeing him the first year and a month in the dugout. But when you can hold it together through this kind of injuries, you got to give the manager a lot of credit here. He's getting it done with a lineup that, you know, you just look at the roster and you just would not be impressed at all.
Joe Sheehan joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM of the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter. And after 1 month of the season, who has really impressed you, a team, an individual that you had no idea was going to do what they have done so far in 2019?
I mean, a number of hitters have really broken out. You look at Clay Bellinger. I thought Christian Yelich was going to regress after his MVP season. He's basically picked up right where he left off in terms of the home run rate. I think you probably look a little bit at the Twins. Even if you take the 6-1 against the Orioles out of it, they've still been a very good team in a division that, you know, they don't have to be great to win it. But I think the focus on everybody's got to be the Rays. The Rays have the best record in baseball at 19-9. In addition to last year's Cy Young Award winner and this year's early favorite in Tyler Glasnow, they just continue to produce these kind of anonymous pitchers, and sometimes they use them in that opener role. Sometimes they're just traditional relievers like Jose Alvarado and Diego Castillo have been. And then this year they've really added some offense to it, whether it's Brandon Lau, who's a second base prospect, who sit well for them. They picked up G-Man Choi off waivers. He sit well. Austin Meadows, who was the other guy in the Chris Archer deal, along with Glasnow, he's hit well before going on the DL. They've turned into a team that not just prevent runs, but scores runs as well. That's been the problem for them in recent years, getting enough offense. Well, they've got an offense to go with that pitching staff now.
Joe, here come the Chicago Cubs off to a less than a desirable start, but back in at 14-12, winners of 7 of their last 10. The problem is Cardinals won 8 of their last 10. These two teams get together this weekend.
Yeah, and you know, the Cubs, the concern was at the start of the year, their rotation, and their rotation was pretty poor the first couple of times through. It's improved a little bit. They get John Lester back. That'll help. Jose Quintana's actually pitched very well his last 4 starts. Even Yu Darvish gave them, 5 shutout innings the other night. So it's kind of coming into focus. It's not going to be a good rotation, but it should be enough to support what, you know, hasn't been a great offense so far, but it's been a good one. They had a big weekend in Arizona, of course. I still think I had this team winning 93 games in the division. I still think they're the division favorite, even with the success the Cardinals have had. But you know, I think every until we see this rotation go through two or three cycles and pitch well, I think there's always going to be a little bit of concern about it.
Milwaukee got off to a hot start. They've cooled off a little bit since then, except for Christian Yelich, who's, as you mentioned earlier on, still pounding the baseball. But they've got some, they got a few pitching injuries. They did sign Gio Gonzalez. What about the Brewers here going into May?
Yeah, they were really excited about what they were going to get out of sophomores like Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff and Freddie Peralta. And none of them pitched well. Peralta's actually on the IL now. Burns has actually been sent back down to the minor leagues. And the back of the rotation not working out put pressure on the bullpen that was already weakened by injuries. And it just kind of fell apart for them after the first week. They should score runs. I mean, they're fourth in the league in runs. They're as reliant on home runs as any team in baseball history, guys. They've scored almost two-thirds of their runs on home runs, which has just never been done before. The record's like 53%. And as you mentioned, other than Yelich, you know, you got Moustakas hitting well, but Kane's not off to a great start. Ryan Braun's not off to a great start. You're going to start to see Eric Thames get some playing time from Jesus Aguiar. Aguiar had the home run last night, but he's off to a terrible start. So they don't have the offensive balance they did a year ago, but it still should be a team that scores runs. I have them third behind the Cubs and Cardinals, but you could still sort those three teams in any order, and it would make sense.
Joe, Seattle has cooled off, too, after that tremendous start. Not hitting home runs at the prodigious pace they were earlier on anyway, but Houston has caught them now early in the American League Western Division anyway.
Yeah, and that's the way it's going to look the rest of the way. I mean, on any given day, maybe the Mariners catch them for a day or two, but the Astros are, to my eyes, the best team in baseball, even at 17-12. The Mariners, again, they bludgeoned a lot of bad pitching staffs for a while there. But yeah, they actually lost the last two games in Texas. Stay at home this weekend in Texas, 29-2. So kind of put their stats back into where we expect them to be. They just don't have the pitching. I mean, even if you believe in the offense a little bit, you can make the case that, you know, Danny Vogelbach never really got a chance in Chicago. You know, he can hit. Make the case that Ryan Healy's a power guy. You know, Tim Beckham has had good stretches with the certainly with the Orioles when he got traded there. But when it comes down to it, they're just not going to be able to prevent enough runs. So even if the offense is average, average plus, by the end of the year, they're going to, as of right now, they're 14th in the league in runs allowed, and that's roughly where they're going to be with a year's out.
Despite last night, Joe, I can't think of a better lineup in Major League Baseball than the Astros. I mean, you look at Altuve, Correa,
Bregman,
even guys like Gurriel and Reddick, and it's really a tough out.
Yeah, and they've got a prospect in Kyle Tucker they can't even find a spot for. One of the things for them is that they are very right-handed. They only start two left-handed batters most days, sometimes three if Tony Kemp plays. I feel like they could use a left-handed power source. They've gone through, you know, A.J. Reed's barely a prospect anymore. He was the first base prospect. He's supposed to take over first base. They signed Gurriel. Gurriel got a lot of his playing time. I'd like to see Tucker come in and get some of that playing time, maybe a DH, and move either White or Gurriel to the bench. They really could use an injection of left-handed power and OBP. If you look at it sometimes, they're a little vulnerable to some of these right-handers that are tough on right-handers. We saw the Indians kind of really shut them down for a few games with their right-handed starters. So a little more offensive balance, I think, would help them.
Brantley's been good on the left side.
Yep.
Mary.
He helped them out a lot. And really a beautiful signing. So a lot of teams just throw money around. And what the Astros have done the last couple of years is make these surgical strikes to get exactly what they need.
This time of year, although we have not heard too much about it so far, but you start getting those rumblings out there. First manager that will be fired. Have you thought anything about that?
I mean, there's no expectations in Miami, so I'm not sure Don Mattingly is necessarily under the gun. Although, you know, if they continue to be a 300, you know, level team, you might see a move get made there. Of the bad teams in baseball, a lot of them either have new managers, like, you know, David Bell in Cincinnati, like Brandon Hyde in Baltimore, or they've won championships and they're not going to be fired, like Ned Yost. You know, Bruce Bochy's in his last year, so there's no reason to let him go. You look at also the last-place team, and, you know, Brad Austin's with the Angels. So, yeah, I'm not sure there's anybody really on the hot seat right now. I guess, you know, the Nationals change managers every 2 years, it seems, so could they just move that schedule up and fire Dave Martinez? You know, Mickey Callaway with the Mets. You know, teams that had expectations coming into the season but have underperformed them are a threat. So I might list those two teams. But really, that's about it. Remember, we had a big turnover the last 2 years. Remember, it was a couple of years ago, four playoff teams changed their managers. So I'm not sure that anybody's really in that much danger at this point.
I would agree, and I think everyone's going to hang around for a while. Joe, always appreciate it. We'll read your stuff at Sports Illustrated and Baseball America and the Baseball Newsletter. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
All right, Joe Sheehan joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, talking some Major League Baseball with you here at 3:32. Quick break. We'll come back, and we will talk about the three new bowl games that have been added to the college football plate for the holidays. Everybody wants a bowl game, and Mark got something going with subscriptions that you're still getting with ESPN, the magazine, announcing that the print edition is going to go away after
perhaps some
September.
Of our audience aren't familiar with subscriptions.
I think you're probably right. We'll ask one of our younger listeners here in a little bit. It is a Gym Class coming your way for Tuesday. Back with more after this on KGYM.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Great lineups. The 27 Yankees, the 75 Reds, the 82 Brewers. On KGYM, it's you, Nash, and Dukes on the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. On Smart FM, Just John steps up to the plate in the mornings. Greg's at bat from 10 until 3. And Rick hits musical home runs on your afternoon drive home. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This Mother's Day, don't try to pull the wool over mom's eyes with a last-minute gift. Get ahead of the rush with 1-800-Flowers and their truly thoughtful bouquets. Don't settle for anything less than the biggest and brightest bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. 30 assorted tulips for just $30. With a bright and beautiful mix of orange, yellow, and pink blooms, these assorted tulips are guaranteed to make her smile. Assorted tulips are the perfect way to surprise all of the moms in your life. Wife, sister, grandma. Tulips from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak from premier farms and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 30 assorted tulips for only $30 is an amazing offer, but you have to hurry because it expires Wednesday. To order 30 stunning assorted tulips for only $30, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, enter code WILL. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL.
Twins and the Astros in Game 2 of a four-game series coming up on Tuesday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Michael Pineda gets the ball in Game 2. Garrett Cole, a good one, opposing for the Astros. On your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back at 3:36 here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Tomorrow, we are going to be out and about. It's our first Lunchbox Heroes. We're hoping for better weather, although we're going to be inside. So looking forward to that. We're going to be down in Iowa City. Myself and Kyle and Todd and Alex are going to be down there. And we're going to feed about, depending on the weather, anywhere between 50 and 120 people. How about that? Down at the new pharmacy building.
Good range.
Down in Iowa City. Looking forward to that. Couldn't do it without the great sponsors of Lunchbox Heroes. And that would include Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Star Equipment, United Reynolds, United Rentals, not Burt Reynolds, United Rentals, UFG Insurance, I'm on Communications, Chick-fil-A Lindale Mall, Red Wing Shoes, Acme Tools, Airgas, Chick-fil-A Coral Ridge, the Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, and all of us here at KGYM. Looking forward to having that coming up tomorrow. Mark had a question for young Mr. Kyle today.
Well, we were talking about subscriptions, and I don't know. I can't remember now how it came up, but
because ESPN the magazine is going.
Yeah, I put the
away.
Question out there to ask you about your history of subscriptions, and curious about the younger generation because I don't know that folks get magazines in the mail much anymore, do they, Kyle?
I would have to think not. I know me and my brother had an ESPN subscription that we shared. And we even stopped receiving the paper or the print copy about a year ago.
Mm. You had any others?
Subscriptions? Yeah. So I kind of grew up as the internet was taking off, which I think means that I caught the very tail end of print and subscriptions. And so I did actually, as a kid, I had ESPN. But before that, I learned to read. With my SI for Kids subscription.
SI for Kids. That's a good little magazine.
I was.
I'm not so sure it isn't still around.
Believe
it was launched in 89, and from what little I'm reading, it sounds like it's still out there. I know there's a SI for Kids website, sikids.com, but you remember the mascot?
For SI Kids?
Yeah.
No.
Buzz Beamer.
I didn't even know it had a mascot.
Didn't they have a centerfold you could tear out, too, of an athlete?
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
That's what I used to use to get my reading points in school. I would read the biographies of the players.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. So you were crossing off several boxes.
Yeah, and what I think is important about that, because at first I was kind of surprised. If ESPN's going out, how is SI for Kids still going? But in this short discussion we've had, I think SI for Kids could actually be really important because, I was a little turd as a kid. I don't know if I, without SI for Kids, I don't know if my parents would have got me to sit down and read. So that's I think that's a good little tool for parents out there.
I think so, too.
A public service from the gym class and
that's
KGYM.
Right. That's right.
319-366-1600, our phone line and our Hertzing and Stocker Jeweler text line. On said text line, 7508, perhaps the text of the day.
Maybe the week.
All my subscriptions have been replaced with prescriptions.
I like that.
I
very good.
Relate a bit, 7508.
Yeah. I think everybody
6691
can.
Liked USA Today Sports Weekly.
It was good. It was good. We used to have a glut of monthly sports periodicals. In fact, we were watching, my wife and I were watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High over the weekend because
Why?
It was on. It
Why?
Was on. Don't judge me. It's a great movie. There you go. That'll be texting explosion here pretty soon. And in the background at the Mighty Mart, Inside Sports was right there on the magazine rack.
All right.
I remember Inside Sports, Sport Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The big event, and now you think about it, we have, of course, Scott Dochterman does a great job and others with The Athletic. But The Athletic can be traced all the way back. Frank DeFord was the first one that came up with the idea of a daily sports newspaper. Print edition, daily sports newspaper. And, we basically have that now with everything out there in the internet, although you have to be careful for the fake news every once in a while and other things like that. But it's amazing how things have progressed over the last 30-odd years or so.
$58.99 on the text line. We still get Reader's Digest and Iowa Game and Fish. There you go.
There are a lot of very good magazines out there. Terrific magazines out there. More, I think it's more niche, would you say, now than it used to be? Used to have like the Inside Sports, Sport Magazine, mm-hmm. that just kind of was all-encompassing. But now in the era that we live in, I think it's more of something, you know, a Nature magazine that concentrates on this and that or what have you. So I think that's what we have kind of narrowed it down to over the last couple decades.
Yeah, I'm going to maintain, I think the Sporting News was the premier magazine for me. It was in paper version, not magazine format. And no matter what time of year, you could get information on virtually every sport. Now, when baseball season was rolling, you could go. They had minor league reports from everywhere. Everywhere, every league, you know, stats, notes, whatnot. But you could also find NBA news, NHL, NFL news, no matter what time of year it was. It was really all-encompassing, and it was, you know, you could you know, it was good for multiple settings.
When you ask about subscriptions, you go right to the professionals. And we go to Hunter and Lone Tree, who is a letter carrier who joins us here on the program today to talk about subscriptions. How you doing, Hunter?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Doing great. Thank you for all the hard work you do on days like this, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I just wanted to say weekly subscriptions, monthly subscriptions have drastically declined. Mostly everyone, the only ones we really see anymore are Sports Illustrated people and like Time magazines for the weekly ones. Mm. And maybe like Better Homes and Gardens. For the monthly ones.
Right. The ones that have been tried and true.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you used to see, and there is some still Sports Illustrated for kids out there. It is still in print.
So. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
But yeah, the number of weekly subscriptions has declined drastically, and that's probably due to the internet and everything. So
that's a great source, a mail carrier. I'm Hunter. I'm sure you carry flyers from every grocery store in the nearby area, too.
We do. Hy-Vee is every week, Tuesdays. Hy-Vee sends out something, and pretty much that's about the only big one that we get.
Yeah. TM. Hunter, appreciate it. Thanks for the call today.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too. You know, the old line from Cheers was, Cliffy, what was it, catalog day or Christmas catalog day or whatever? TV Guide used to be a big thing, too.
TV Guide was a big deal.
TV Guide was huge.
I think we got Life magazine for a while, too.
That was a big one.
Always good.
Very big one. Time, Life, what have you. 319-366-1600 here as we talk about old magazine subscriptions here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. All set up due to the fact that ESPN, the magazine, is going to cease their print operations after the September issue. Sounds like they'll still have something online,
mm-hmm.
but the print edition is going to go away at that time.
Couple more texts, 4570. Don't forget, on an area level, Hawkeye Racing News, published in Vim from over 40 years.
Yeah, I miss that.
Wrote for it and worked there myself in the late 90s.
And that was the Bible as far as racing news is concerned. National Speed Sport News is still out there, I think, in a print edition. But the one that Chris Economaki put out on a weekly basis, which was the national Bible as far as racing news is concerned. And Chris Economaki did a great job with that.
Mike from Marengo, Iowa Game and Fish is a very good magazine. I get it as well. I used to get ESPN the magazine until it went full NBA almost all the time. Can't blame you, Mike.
Are you going to watch tonight, though? Because there could be some fireworks. We got Houston and Golden State tonight And I'm going to tune in. Houston Golden State tonight. We've got it at 9 o'clock for you here on 1600 AM, 106.3 FM. We've got Twins baseball at 7 on 107.5. But you've got James Harden going up against not the Golden State Warriors, but his most hated official. Oh, my goodness, we are making a big deal out of this thing. Has not officiated since February when they had a run-in, and there could be some fireworks here. Don't let the fact that James Harden travels every time he touches the ball or pushes off. Don't let that blur your vision tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Okay.
Kyle on the text line, my best subscription story involves Playboy.
Uh-oh.
No, it's good.
Okay.
My brother was about 14, and he saved up dollars to get a Playboy subscription. He actually sent in cash, and they took it and started sending them. Surprisingly, my parents were not that mad. I think they kind of admired his determination. And Kyle, I'm sure you read every article, dude.
That's not turning down cash. Back in the day, huh? Oh, man. Hef's been gone a couple years now. Just seems like yesterday.
2270, SI for Kids was the best book in our school library. All the boys would fight over it as to who got it first. Kyle nodding his head.
Kyle taking people out back in elementary school, trying to get his SI for Kids. He got it at home. He was fine.
This was not in the planning session, was it?
No, it was not.
But it's fun.
But it took off. It had a life of its own here. Nah, that's what late April, early May sports radio in Cedar Rapids is all about.
Best part of that Playboy text is sending in cash. Really?
Oh, they're not going to turn it down.
I guess when you're 14, you don't know any better, huh?
No. By the way, this just announced, the Cedar Rapids Colonels game tonight has been postponed due to the weather. Colonels will make it up as part of a doubleheader against the Bowling Green Hot Rods coming up tomorrow. And so you got 2 7-inning games to go out and see the bonus baby for Bowling Green, Wander Franco, coming up tomorrow. So hopefully he'll play in both games tomorrow. So make your plans.
Yeah.
I believe that would be 2 7-inning games, probably a 6 o'clock start, but don't quote me on that.
Perhaps a listener won tickets last week. We'll take advantage tomorrow night.
There you go. I'm going to make sure just to see. Nope, 5 o'clock. Gates open at 4. It's a 5 o'clock doubleheader tomorrow for the Colonels and the Bowling Green Hot Rods. So they will play 2 coming up tomorrow. We're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to talk about the Bulls. You wanted 3 more Bulls, America, right? We'll find out. Gym Class coming away for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that brake job done. At AutoZone, we have everything you need to do it right. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralast brake bundle has the proven tough Duralast pads and rotors you need to do the complete job, starting at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you, because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities.
and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
Kevin Durant dropped 35, and the Warriors win Game 1 against the Rockets. Will Houston bounce back in Game 2?
Tonight at 9 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM, as we come up on 3:53. Been talking about magazine subscriptions, etc. here today with ESPN, the magazine, closing up the print edition coming up after September. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk to our fantasy expert, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. He knows where guys are going now in football. So if you have an NFL question, early one, keeper, what have you, tomorrow will be a good day to check in with Chris. And his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications coming up tomorrow. More good texts coming in.
Yeah, we want to get to the bowl thing, but 9477, we signed up our roommate for Teen Beat magazine. And then we wrote in saying we wanted to start a fan club for Alyssa Milano and wanted everyone who was a fan of Alyssa to write him about why they liked her. He got stacks of mail for months, and he had no idea why.
That's an old bit.
Yeah.
That was an old... I had that pulled on me many years ago. Oh, yeah. Not to Alyssa Milano. That was... It was... yeah.
Mad Magazine?
No. It was to a certain city and their Chamber of Commerce. Send everything available to my address.
Branson?
that I did not want. 319-366-1600 here at 354. We mentioned three new bowl games are going to creep into the lexicon as far as the college football world is concerned. Starting next year, there will be a bowl game in December in Boston at Fenway Park. Why? Because you wanted it, America, apparently. No, because these things make money for several entities.
Often not for the schools.
Not for the schools, but for several entities. They do make cash. And this will pit the ACC versus the AAC. That game is going to be played at Fenway Park in Boston. So that will become the third baseball stadium to host a bowl game. It's not going to be much warmer than it is at Yankee Stadium for the Pinstripe Bowl, I can tell you that. You might get a lucky day and get a 50-degree day or something, but it's still going to be freezing at night. And that's just, I don't know. I don't think it's a very good idea. The other two are going to be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Los Angeles. No names have been put out yet associated with these bowls. But what does it mean, Mark? It means now 65% of the Division I college football teams in America are going to be playing postseason football next year.
86 of 130.
Correct. 84, because you've got two teams that are going to be playing twice in the national championship game. 84 of 130 are going to be playing. Now, you're going to have teams that aren't going to be 500 again.
No.
We 2 years ago, there were several teams, including Nebraska, that played a bowl game with an under 500 record. And I don't believe there was one last year. In fact, there were teams that were actually 6-6 that did not go to bowl games last year. So, you know, maybe we're looking out for those good folks in the Sun Belt and other conferences like that that felt left out because they didn't get a chance to go to Boise and other fine locales like
that. CBS Sports has written, can't wait for that first game at Fenway Park, the matchup being Miami against South Florida.
Oh, Miami was in New York City last year and playing Wisconsin, and the Hurricanes had no inkling that they wanted to be there. didn't show up for the game. Wisconsin pounded them into the ground, into the frozen turf at Yankee Stadium. And I don't think Miami was one bit upset about it either. They couldn't get to that plane quick enough after going to New York City and being in that weather. But, hey, if you're a 6-6 team on the rise and they give you a chance to go to Boston, you're going to go to Boston,
67-12,
right?
67-12, college football. Everybody gets a participation trophy.
Yeah, boy. But that's crazy. 43 bowl games. Just think about that. 43.
Travis, the aggrieved Iowa State fan. I like the bowl games in baseball stadiums. Number one, one of Iowa State's few bowl wins was in Diamondback Stadium in the inside
bowl. It's warm
over
there.
Pitt.
It's yeah. warm.
Two, I like bad weather football. If I'm not there in person, on TV.
Boston and New York are not your winter destinations. Am I wrong in this? I'm never going to work for the Boston Chamber of Commerce, so I can. I guess I can go on record in saying that.
Would you like to get some mail from the Boston Chamber of Commerce?
No. We've had that pulled. So, no, thank you. No thank you on that. Yeah, so bowl games are going to keep on keeping on. So, tomorrow, we're going to keep on keeping on, and we are going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com later on in the week. Dave Kokin's going to stop on by. Barry Abrams is going to join us as well, talk about the Kentucky Derby. We'll have the Derby for you, the 145th Run for the Roses coming up on Saturday. That will be at 4 o'clock. They have the draw today. The favorite, Omaha Beach, is going to go out of the 12 hole. Bob Baffert's got a couple of horses, and we'll find out more about that with Barry Abrams coming up. I believe that will be on Friday, as we will have him on.
Baseball and basketball on tonight on KGYM Radio, 7 o'clock, 107.5 FM, the Twins in Houston, game two of that series, and on 106.3 and 1600 AM, Houston and Golden State, game two.
With referee,
that coming up at 9.
With refereeing fun promised by everybody.
Most likely.
More than likely. That's going to be something that's going to explode later on. We'll see how that plays out. All right. Thanks to everybody for tuning in, and get out there and get those final editions of ESPN the magazine before they go away. You can pay in cash. I'm sure they'll take it. For Mark, for Kyle, I'm Scott Unash. Thanking you for listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.